Hello, everybody. Welcome to Declarations of War podcast. Host for this evening, myself, Alexev Card, and Ninja Turtle.
Hey, guys.
We're a little late because it's the holidays, of course, and we thought we'd keep the show light as well. It's Eve. It's Christmas. There's remarkably no massive invasion like there sometimes is this year. So there's not tons to talk about right now, so we're going to go through a couple items and give you some important updates about the show and lore in general. And then we're going to let you guys enjoy your New Year's, which is probably when this is going to come out, maybe a few days before New Year's. So first off, shoutouts. I want to give a shout-out to everyone on Noir and wish them a Happy New Year.
Yeah, this is going to be our last episode of 2014, so definitely a Happy New Year to all of you guys, because we won't see you again until 2015. And also, really quick, just a plug. So for FanFest this year, or well, rather, next year, the next coming up FanFest, CCP is looking for presentations from the player base. So what I thought would be super cool is if some podcasters that were going to FanFest could get together and maybe kind of come up with a presentation or something, something like a roundtable. I'm still working out the ideas, but basically the long and short of it is need to know who is actually going to FanFest, right? So if you're listening to this podcast and you yourself are a podcaster, get in touch with me. Either email me in-game, which is actually probably the easiest to do. Maybe we can get something going and have like a roundtable so people who are curious about podcasting or have questions can ask people that actually do it. So I'm only looking for audio, no video, no blogs, just because there is a time limit and we won't have 3 hours to talk about what everybody does everywhere. So,
and even if you don't podcast, if you listen to other Eve podcasts and you've heard those hosts talk about that they're going to FanFest, Turtle and I don't have time to listen to like everybody's show, and there are a lot of podcasts out there right now. So if you know somebody's definitely going, let us know to go talk to them. Of course, we're still doing the iTunes thing for 2014, so if you want to give us a cool review, 5-star us before the end of the year, that would be awesome. That would be a fantastic late Christmas present / early New Year's present. And finally, got a shout out to our sponsor, Eve Time Code. This year, as in every year, and hopefully for the next year, EveTimeCode.com has stood by us, and we stand by them and their business. It's the place to go to buy Plex, guys. You get a free Plex for every $250, and they accept Bitcoins. It's really simple, really great site run by some really trustworthy people. And it's where your business counts. They support the community, so help support them. Oh, and Kingblade has joined us in the studio. Hey, buddy.
Hello, all. Hello. Merry
Only
Christmas.
30 happy. Minutes late.
Yeah, you know. Sorry. I was having brunch.
With a lady friend?
Yes, it was.
Hello.
I try to have every weekend a brunch with a different lady friend, or the same one, depending on the month and the year. Yes, I'm a whore.
Do you want to give a shout-out?
I want to give a shout-out to all my brosefs in Noir. I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And I'd like to give a shout-out to a Merry Christmas to everyone in the that listens to the podcast.
Very cool.
And again, yes. 5 stars, please.
And happy Kwanzaa and all that, all the non-Christmassy holidays of various stripes.
Oh, and happy Festivus to everybody else.
Festivus, yes. What is Festivus anyway?
We don't have time, Alec. Just watch.
It's a Seinfeld reference, basically.
Yes, just watch Seinfeld. Just Google Seinfeld Festivus and get your singlet for Greco-Roman wrestling.
Oh, okay. And a happy Hanukkah. Let's move away from the Festivus thing very slowly.
Thank you.
So let's talk about a little bit what we did for the holidays. I went to go see my mom. I am moving cross-country. That's starting the day after New Year, so it's going to be a new year, new city, new job, new everything for me. Nothing's going to change in terms of my doing the podcast, so nothing to worry about there, but we'll be able to hang out with my West Coast brosefs a little bit more. So I went over and saw my mom, and then from her house, I went over to my aunt and cousin's house, and just had I cheated. I got two Christmas dinners. I timed it right. So I had Christmas, like, very late lunch, early dinner with my mom and her group. And then I traveled over to the aunt and uncle's place for the, like, oh my god, it was so good. It's like a nice filet with a herb crust. Oh, dude. Ballin'!
Sounds like my Christmas every year.
Well, they do serve the same thing every year, but it's always delicious.
Oh, no, I mean having two meals every Christmas.
Oh, yeah? Good for you.
Yes.
I brought Pandemic, so I tried with the family to beat Pandemic. It was a lot of fun to see my cousins try. We did not even come close. Actually, no, that's not true. We had enough to cure on the next turn. So we were like one turn away, but we ran out of cards.
Might as well be in China.
Yeah. Someday I'm going to beat that fucking game. I beat it on the easiest setting, but I haven't been able to beat it in the middle setting yet. It's very frustrating. Turtle, what'd you do?
Not much. Saw some of my girlfriend's family yesterday and just got back not too long ago, but yeah, really uneventful. Her sister just had a baby too, so it's like, okay, well, that's going on. But yeah, really nothing there.
King, what about you?
Oh, well, spent the Christmas morning with my little niece, watched her open her gifts and celebrated all that good stuff. Then went over to my best friend's house, and we had a Christmas lunch-ish type thing. It was dinner, but at lunchtime. Exchanged gifts with them. Nothing crazy. Went to my brother's house and had Christmas dinner with my brother, my mom, rest of the family. Yeah, so it was a pretty busy Christmas day, but yeah, overall it was a great one.
Awesome, and I hope everybody out there had an excellent holiday as well. Alright, so poll results. We asked our audience, do you care about Geminate? Literally one person. Literally one person cares about Geminate. So that answers that question. The results were 6% yes, 65% no, and 29% say it's not a gem, it's a mineral.
Which is the correct answer.
Yes. Without a doubt. So, yeah, I guess that's it. I mean, if stuff happens in Geminate, we'll keep you guys informed, but we won't spend a lot of time on it. Poor little region. It's like the red-headed stepchild of the north. Always has been. Alright, Eve news. Sort of the biggest news, I think, is that there was no news. Usually there's some kind of crazy Christmas invasion or some huge fight happens out of the blue. Not so much this year. Any theories, gentlemen?
It was pretty quiet.
It was super quiet.
I think it was just due to the fact of the holiday. I mean, personally.
I think it's due to the fact that all the major Russian alliances are already shooting people. I think they were usually the people that do the Christmas invasion.
Yeah, because they don't celebrate Christmas usually on the 25th. Or Russian Orthodox Christmas falls after the New Year.
Plus they're ruthless.
Before, I can't remember, but... Yeah, so, I mean, it's not like the same holiday in Russia as it is for Americans and Europeans, I guess. But, I don't know. Something happened with, like, PL blowing up a bunch of people. I don't know if it was like a joke or a troll or like a World War I Christmas truce or something, but it might not even be worth talking about, to be honest, but it was like the opposite of a fight happening on Christmas.
I guess that's in keeping with the holiday spirit. Sort of.
Yeah. I mean, Pandemic Legion, Black Legion, Test Alliance, and Goon Swarm, like, all blew at each other, apparently.
They hugged it out.
So, I don't know.
I guess the only other big thing to talk about is we haven't really gotten super into it, but we had talked a bit about the fighting in Fountain and Delve between CFC and N3, and it turns out that that's pretty much calmed down now. CFC has successfully repelled them from Fountain almost entirely, if not entirely. So that's done. I think it's a good sign that CFC was able to withstand that, because for a short period of time, they were under pressure on three fronts, which we covered on a previous show. And they managed to take what I would have considered probably the most serious front and put that conflict down. I know they slapped Tri around. I know Black Legion was forced to withdraw. So probably the most serious challenge to them that could possibly have happened since the Phoebe release has happened. And they weathered the storm. So that's pretty cool and probably pretty scary for everyone else in Zero Zero. And let's see. Oh, this is just a piece of fun news. Someone made a Christmas tree in Providence. We will link it in the show notes, but it is hilarious. It's a Christmas tree of mobile depots, and they reinforced a few of them to make little ornaments. And they put cans underneath it as presents. It's very cute. So props to whoever did that. We're happy to feature that on the show.
It's cool that you have time to do that instead of, like, having to defend your space.
That's harsh, Turtle. Providence has been on the beating end of Brave for most of the year, so I don't give them too much shit. They need a rest. Of course, that said, 2015, new year, a new invasion of Providence. Like clockwork. Somebody will do it.
Just waiting to see.
Alright, guys. EveBet. Eve-bet.com. It's New Eden's premier betting service where you can bet on Eve stuff, real sports, esports, all of it with ISK. They've handled hundreds of trillions of bets since opening, so they're a service that you can trust. They don't just have, like, betting. You can also do blackjack, you can do slots, all that kind of stuff, and they're always adding new stuff you can bet on, so go check them out. Eve-bet.com. Speaking of EveBet, they have been kind enough to help sponsor a new event that we're trying to run this year. It'll be, as far as I know, the first of its kind. And certainly our first time as Declarations of War. Trying to create like an in-game physical event. Like, we've done some contests and some stuff on the show. We've done the Black Mark Awards, of course, but never like a frigate free-for-all kind of thing or anything like that. So the Grand Prix is our attempt at this. It's going to be a sub-warp race and obstacle course. All T1 frigates. The frigates will be provided to you. All you gotta do is show up. It's definitely going to be a unique experience. And hopefully a good one. It's going to be Saturday the 17th at 1800. I just wanted to give you a few updates and confirm that we will have at least enough frigates for 250 people. We're almost certainly, but not 100%, going to have enough for 500. That's what I'm pushing for. And depending on how long that takes, we'll probably bump that up to a little bit more if we can. I have no idea how much, you know, demand or popularity there's going to be for this. I would like it to be a lot. If you're listening to this show and you think it sounds cool, which hopefully you do, you know, retweet it, put it in your corp and alliance mails. Let people know that this event is going on. Tell your friends, spread the word. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's all going to be streamed, so even if you can't make it yourself, or you don't feel like it, or you have to grind an SBU or something, you can watch it at twitch.tv/AlexeyofGuard, and the link is going to be in the show notes here. We will have prizes, almost all of them supplied by EveBet, some of them supplied by Noir and Suddenly Spaceships Alliance. However, one update is, after the new year, we are going to be looking for even more sponsors to provide even more prizes. So keep your eye on that space. Currently, the first place gets 3 plexes and a Dremel. That's pretty good for something that's going to take less than an hour, probably. I dare you to try to find something in-game that can make you that much money and have this much fun. So show up. It's going to be awesome. The starting system will be announced the day of the event, because we're going to do it all in a wormhole. But you will, you know, if you're following the website, if you're following the Twitter, if you're joining the chat that we've created, it's New Eden Grand Prix, 4 words. And just, yeah, keep it tuned in here and we'll give you more updates.
In before we show up with eagles or something.
Yeah, it's a possibility, but, I hopefully, fingers crossed, designed it in such a way that, disruption will be minimal if someone really does want to do that shit. It'll probably happen like it happens to everything, but hopefully the core event, people will still, you know, be able to enjoy themselves. So we've taken some planning precautions, not perfect, obviously, but I would say you have a much better than even shot if you show up that the event is going to go on in such a way that you enjoy yourself. Finally, and on a bit of a lighter note, I want to talk about the Black Mark Awards. For people that have been fans of the podcast for over a year, you know about the Black Marks. This is Noir's end of the year award show kind of thing. It's mostly for Noir members, which, you know, some of you are listening and some of you aren't. If you're not, you should be. But that's besides the point. Not all of it's limited to Noir people, though. So I did want to take the time to read out some of the people that have been nominated. Voting will go on starting, I believe, the 31st, the 1st or the 2nd, whichever day I can make the poll, and will end on our anniversary, the 15th. So the categories are Pilot of the Year, where we have Enhaj Greb, Killa 542, Deliter, and Gabriel Karad. We've got FC of the Year, Feral, Aikio 58, Jericho Stormcloud, and someone nominated me. Thank you, thank you. Our Best Recruit of the Year, we've got Arcantantix Carpe Noctem. He was our Australian recruit, got promoted to director within a year of joining, and spoke for us at the Eve Down Under. He's a very cool dude. And we've got Two Ducky, who's a really strong European time zone FC, came in and immediately shot to the top of the kill board and has pretty much perched there for a couple months in a row. Worst recruit, Watson Crick, running unopposed. I am sure I'll find someone to run against him, but yeah. Flying poorly, not being able to keep his mouth shut, and showing us his inability to learn even after we kicked him out of the corp. That's the reason why he got nominated. Most shocking moment, when I announced our Super Alliance merger with Suddenly Spaceships. When I got my Nyx, I couldn't jump my Nyx because I had forgot that after the patch changing their drone bay, like it would go into the cargo hold and it would overload and you couldn't actually move. I made one jump and then I guess the computer updated the stats, or excuse me, updated the holds and stuff. So I jumped, all this junk was in my hold and I couldn't jump again. So I had to cloak on grid with my Sino, and there was an Onyx and a Loki that warped on top of me, and they got within 300 meters of decloaking my super cap in Mai, I think it was. Which is awful. So they had to come save me. That was funny. Losing our capital fleet in Ordat on our last contract. You can listen to the previous show for that story. And the other shocking moment, fighting our way back to positive efficiency after losing said capital fleet on contract. Again, the story in the previous show. If you haven't listened to it, it's probably one of the best we've done lately. It's a really awesome show. We had the FC from our contract targets on the show to talk about the campaign, which is a rare treat. Op of the Year, the defense of 6i3v6, where we saved our Titan from the big bad Russians. Our little baby Titan, which has hatched and since killed several carriers. GG. The SATA to 6NJ move op, which was quite the ordeal. And another move op, 4C dash to Ugalis to TAF, which is where we relocated our headquarters like twice in one go in prep for Phoebe. Best declarations of war guest, it's Brothers of Harriel and the Spirit of Randy Savage. Best creation, Slack for Noir, thanks to Greb. We had an Alliance tournament advert, also thanks to Greb. Miz here from Suddenly Spaceships made one-man crew, which is a pretty damn good PvP video if you haven't checked it out. And Leoso made some print ads for us for Eat Down Under, and he got nominated for that. Community MVP, this is exclusive to non-Noir pilots. I hope I pronounce his name. Nash Cadaver, the organizer of EVE NT. And this is where it gets crazy. We have Dev of the Year. And Dev of the Year has been probably the most competitive category, I think. We've got CCP Grayscale for the jump changes. CCP Fox 4 for his strong community communication and an involvement with third-party developers. We got CCP Fozzy for his ship balancing efforts. CCP Rise for his ship balancing efforts. CCP Karker for doing lots of little things. CCP Puncturus for doing other little things. CCP Seagull for developing and supporting the roadmap. And of course, CCP Manifest for his awesome community support on social media sites and elsewhere. So that's the field right now. It's unlikely to change much by the time voting comes around, but we will let you know, of course, who won. And I think next year, perhaps, you know, depending on the tools we have available, we might look for a way to open this up to, of course, the broader listening community, not just people in Noir. So we will work on that. No promises, but it is something that I do want to do. It's just a matter of figuring out a system that's going to work for that and making sure it's not an enormous time sink to do it, because it's supposed to be a light, fun thing. For this year, I think it's a pretty good field. I can't wait to see who wins Dev of the Year. I have a feeling it's not going to be who I think it is. But we will keep you informed. And that's it, guys. Go to declarationswar.com to participate in the show poll, which, I don't know, we'll have one. I'm not sure what it'll be. We'll talk about it.
Why are you so bad?
Yes, that's a good one. I am pretty bad.
It's because of Falcon.
The ship for the dev. Oh, poor CCP Falcon. Not nominated for Dev of the Year. The feels. Alright, you can of course leave a comment on the episode or give us a donation in the Christmas spirit. This is a listener-supported podcast, so we do rely on you guys for just about everything. You can reach Noir via our public channel, CafeNoir. Apply to join us on the forums at noirmerch.com. There is a new recruiting tab up at the top, so that's super easy to find now. That's it, guys. New Eden Grand Prix. Make it happen. Spread the word. It's going to be tons of fun. You don't even need to bring your own ship. So please be there. It's going to be amazing. You're going to be so pissed that you didn't show up if you hear about it afterward. That's it, guys. Happy New Year's and good hunting.
You're giving me David Hassles. I just want to Daniel bed it. You're giving me David Hassles. I just want a Daniel Bedit.
As a tier MIT, I do fear what will be. You talk like you walk with a dictionary. Tell your friends this will never end. Time is a dime we fucking well spend. Your music is a lot better than it sounds. Limited channels of primitive flannel. Cookery, souped up, dupery, what? Chances and lotteries, that's not for me. Luxury, flattery, what have we got? Like bottled up chores, like brandy your wines. Throttle me, wattle me, bottle me nine. If it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it needs more time to cook. You're singing a song which is limp and is long. You've not got the voice, now get up and be strong. You're giving me David Hassles. I just wanna Daniel bed it. You're giving me David Hassles. I just wanna Daniel bed it. Diplomacy, making no sound like we, and go to hell sound like peace. It's a disarming charm while your army is arming. I need a tool for the job. I may be a fool, I don't dob. Choking on smoke and stroking on tokes. Like a fool, Sugar Alan, you provoke. People who hear you sing say you don't. Give me a set list, set it to a gist. The night is cold like ice not liking. The night is as old as just being kissed. My problems are flown in daily. Living my life holding sides. Spliffing the finger, I'm decisive. But now I'm not sure or why. When we're angry, we slander, we offer more pander. That slang can be bang on. You're giving me David Hassles. I just want a Daniel bed it. I'm not really thinking this. I watch and listen into things. But once I've seen and I do know, that's my emotions at the show. This is me, the me I be. Collective reactions seen by people. You're giving me David Hassles. I just wanna Daniel bed it. The mystique which you seek can never exist. The gist is just this. I jest and I test, your dress just suggests your quest to be any but breasts in a vest. To cheat when you speak as if you are unique, it leaks from your beak like the beaded white streaks of weekend beak. I speak with a tweak, you're a beacon of weakness. If it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it needs more time to cook.